Hello.
Hi, Zuka, customer with Sonia Carback. How are you today?
Hi, I'm okay.
Okay, and can I have your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
Wait, what is it?
Can I have your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
Zip code 70663. Who is this again?
This is Riku Cut Support. Can I have your first and last name, ma'am?
My name is Trinda Domain.
I'm sorry, you said your zip code is 70663, and you said your first name is Trinity.
Trinda Domain.
You spell out that first name for me?
My first name is Trynda.
Trynda, and the last name?
Domain, Domingue.
Domingde.
G-U-E.
DOM. That was DOM.
I-N-G-U-E.
DUE. Okay. One, please. First name is TRYNDA. Were you charged, ma'am?
Okay, so yeah, I'm still not sure who this is. So, I mean, I did
Please schedule
call
a
a
call back with
number.
customer support, ma'am. We handle over 350 different products.
Yeah, so customer support from what, though? That's what I'm not understanding.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Can you repeat that for me?
Like, what company are you with?
We are customer support. We are a third-party call center. We handle over 350 different products, ma'am. I'll actually have to pull up your account to see which product you have.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm not understanding. 'Cause like I called, the charge was actually on my husband's card, so if you need to talk to him, that's cool. Yeah, so I was charged, actually two different things, but the first one it was on December 4th and it was only for like $5. So okay, but yeah, today I was charged $67.32. And I don't know what that's for. So I was trying to dispute that and try to get that money back. So I don't know if that's something y'all could handle or if I have to go through my bank or like I'm trying to understand what company, you know, 'cause the thing was just consistent electronic and I was like, what the hell is that?
Okay, so can I have the last four of the card that was charged, ma'am?
2834.
2834. Let me try to find out. Okay, and you said it's under your husband's name. Can I have his first name, ma'am?
It's Brian.
Okay, and
Brian.
can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
2024 Car Lane, Trailer 9, Sulphur, Louisiana, 70663.
Okay, mom, please, I'm wanting to cancel out. And I'm still here. One moment. Okay, and I see that you did actually do the tactical bag, ma'am, is what he placed the order for.
What is it?
The tactical bag is the Yeti book bag, ma'am.
A Yeti book bag? So that's supposed to be coming in the mail or?
Yes, ma'am. It was for a chance to win. If he did win, we do ship it out to him. Excuse me. It looks like it was actually shipped out to him, ma'am. It was shipped out on the 5th of October, Let me check that for you a moment. Come on, please. Kane says it's supposed to be delivered by December the 12th by 8 o'clock p.m.
It was shipped October 5th?
It was shipped out December the 5th, ma'am. I'm sorry if I said
October. Oh, okay. I thought you said October. okay. I'll ask him if he knows anything about that. It's a Yeti book bag. Can you... what company is it, like?
We're customer support, ma'am. We handle things like the Yeti book bag and other things like that, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thanks. I'll talk to him about it.
Okay. No problem. You can give us a call.
Call the bank.
Okay. All right. So no problem. I can issue out a 50% refund for the 6732, ma'am, if you would like for me to.
I mean, yeah, I'd really appreciate that, but I have to talk to him and ask him if he ordered a Yeti book pack or whatever that is.
Okay, and so that 50% refund will go back into the account on 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us support.
All right.